Okay, let's unpack this. Usually, for you listening, maybe preparing for a big presentation or diving into market trends, our sources are often policy docs, finance reports. Today, though, we're pivoting. We're looking at something that honestly reveals just as much about strategic positioning. And consumer psychology, it's a promotional piece for a very specialized service. Our source material is an excerpt. It's marketing the services of someone positioned as the, quote, best astrologer in Quebec City. Claims to offer trusted readings, personalized spiritual guidance. It's actually a remarkably tight piece of marketing copy. And when we analyze it, well, we basically get a roadmap of how clarity, how transformation, how they're packaged and sold.
That's absolutely right. Our mission here, really, is to step back from the service itself and look at the specific claims, the strategic words they choose, the implicit promises hiding in the text. For you, the listener, this deep dive is almost like a masterclass. It shows how any expert service, whatever the field, structures its offer, how it promises certainty when things feel uncertain. We're extracting the knowledge about how this service positions itself, how it becomes the guide for someone looking for, well, immediate direction.
And what jumps out immediately is just the efficiency of the pitch. The source material, it wastes zero time defining the scope. You get three specific services targeted at three, let's face it, universal pain points in life, and promising three really crucial outcomes. It's a beautifully balanced equation, designed to grab interest fast. Okay, so let's start with those offerings. They seem to blend classic prediction with more active support. We see three distinct core services mentioned: one, psychic readings; two, spiritual guidance; and three, accurate astrological insights. So it's like foresight and support rolled into one package.
Exactly. And those three things, those modalities, they are strategically aimed right at the high stakes areas, the places where people feel most vulnerable and because of that are most likely seeking expert help. The source material explicitly targets problems involving love, problems involving career, and problems involving personal growth. Just think about that triangulation for a second. Love, well, that covers your emotional foundation, right? Relational stability. Career covers your material success, professional identity, and personal growth. That's about self-actualization, maybe your existential direction. So by covering these three pillars, the service is essentially guaranteeing it's relevant to almost any big life decision a client might be wrestling with.
That structural targeting makes perfect sense. But here's what I find interesting. What's the payoff? Emotionally, tangibly. The source doesn't just promise, better advice. It promises a brighter future. And that future is built on discovering three incredibly desired states: tranquility, clarity, and success.
I find this trio fascinating. Why those specific words, tranquility, clarity, success, they speak so directly to modern anxiety, don't they? The kind our listener, the learner, always optimizing might feel. Tranquility is the antidote to stress, to decision fatigue. Clarity, the antidote to confusion, to feeling stuck, and success.
Well, success is the ultimate measurable outcome. It validates the whole effort.
It's really genius positioning when you think about it. You're not just buying a reading, you're essentially buying an emotional overhaul. You get the peace, the tranquility you need to make good decisions. You get the actionable information, the clarity needed to chart a path forward. And you get the result success that justifies the investment, justifies the seeking. It addresses both the immediate internal turmoil and those external metrics of achievement people look for.
That's the real insight here, isn't it? The service promises to establish an emotional baseline first, freedom from anxiety, before it promises the high performance outcome. That's a highly appealing combination for, well, anyone feeling overwhelmed by the sheer complexity of modern choices.
Okay, so here's where the strategy shifts a bit. It moves from defining the problem to defining how the solution works, its methodology.
Yeah.
And the source makes this fascinating, almost contradictory claim that the expert provides both pragmatic and spiritual answers.
Right. I have to pause on that duality too. Pragmatic. That suggests tangible, real-world steps, doesn't it? Things you can do Monday morning. Spiritual suggests meaning, alignment, understanding the deeper why of your journey. Is the pitch maybe selling a false choice? I mean, success often requires struggle, things that aren't tranquil. How do they actually blend these two inherently different kinds of guidance?
Well, they blend them because the modern consumer, arguably, demands both validation and action. If you just offer purely spiritual advice, you risk sounding, well, fluffy, impractical. But if you only offer pragmatic advice, you miss that deeper seeking, the existential stuff that probably drove the person to an astrologer in the first place. So this hybrid approach, it acts a bit like spiritual coaching. You get meaning, you get context, plus you get concrete, actionable homework. It's a critical strategic move, actually. It ensures they capture clients who might be a bit skeptical of, say, traditional readings, but desperately need some kind of tailored life strategy, something informed by a deeper framework. They're essentially guaranteeing depth and utility, both.
Okay, that explains the how, the blending. But what's the delivery mechanism? How is it packaged? The source is specific here. The solutions offered are defined as customized astrological solutions. So this isn't just reading a generic horoscope in a newspaper column. That word customize, that's the premium keyword here, isn't it? It's what justifies the personalized guidance. It elevates the service above the generic. It suggests a deep application of expertise tailored specifically to the individual's unique birth chart, their circumstances.
Absolutely. The whole concept of customization, it inherently creates perceived scarcity and expert value. If the advice is tailored just for you based on your specific complex celestial map, let's say it just feels inherently more valuable, more accurate than generalized guidance, and it connects that dual advice, the pragmatic and spiritual, directly back to the astrologer's specialized core skill set, astrology itself. So this is really the strategic crux of the whole pitch. We define your problem universally: love, career, growth. Tick, tick, tick. We offer a solution that satisfies both your need for meaning and your need for action, spiritual and pragmatic. Check. And we deliver it in the highest value format possible, customized.
Right. So you end up with highly personalized guidance. It blends the practical needs of modern life with a kind of deeper understanding.
Oh, great.
And it's all filtered through the lens of customized astrological insights offered by an expert based in Quebec City. Okay, so let's move from the promise of the service now to the evidence of the expert, the branding. So to successfully position themselves as the best astrologer, the marketing materials need to project authority, right? And accessibility. The logistical data provided in the source, the contact info, it isn't just a phone number. It feels more like a branding toolkit.
That's a really crucial distinction. Because while the headline title is kind of generic best astrologer in Quebec City, the URL gives us the specific identity, astrologer Akshay Khanna. The URL structure itself, astrologerakshaykhanna.com for guest astrologer in Quebec City, it establishes the personal brand name, which implies maybe a longstanding practice, niche expertise.
Why is using that specific name, Akshay Khanna, important when marketing, presumably to a general audience in Quebec City? It immediately signals something specialized, doesn't it? Maybe international knowledge or specific cultural roots. It reinforces the idea that this expertise is gathered from beyond just local sources, adds a layer of maybe exoticism, implied depth, reinforces the authority claim.
Precisely. It builds on that notion that true mastery often comes from, you know, specialized, dedicated traditions. But the authority messaging doesn't stop just at the name or the URL. Look, the primary contact email provided, mastertrekshaykhanna2999@gmail.com.
Ah, right there. The use of the term master directly in the contact point. Why bother with such a specific word choice like that if the title best astrologer is already prominent?
It acts as an immediate reinforcing mechanism, I think. Master implies, well, completion of specialized training, doesn't it? Total command over the subject matter. And it aligns perfectly with the promised status of expert and best astrologer. It's a very subtle, perhaps, but effective linguistic strategy. It affirms authority before the potential client even sends the first email.
Yeah, it definitely sets an expected tone for the interaction, doesn't it? Like, you are seeking advice from someone who sees themselves and wants to be seen as a master of their craft. And the source material makes sure access is immediate, provides the clear direct line via the phone number. +1-647-229-2199.
So you see the complete loop here, really. It goes from the high-level promise of emotional transformation back in Section 1 through the hybrid delivery method in Section 2. All the way to Section 3 here, where the specific authoritative identity is cemented. Cemented through targeted branding, astrologer Akshay Khanna the master. Every little detail seems designed to reduce client hesitation and maximize the perception of trusted, personalized expertise. #HagOutro.
So what does this all mean for us? What's the takeaway? Our deep dive into this promotional copy really reveals that effective service marketing, whatever the field, is often built on a pretty ironclad structure. This service promises clarity. And it does that by structuring its offering around those universal pain points, love, career, personal growth, and then delivering the solution through this unique, tailored blend of pragmatic and spiritual insights.
Right. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, the success of this kind of pitch lies in its ability to promise the resolution of conflict. The conflict between, say, the need for real-world action and the need for existential meaning. We all feel that sometimes. The underlying goal seems to be transitioning the client into those tangible, positive emotional states we talked about, tranquility and clarity, because those are positioned as the necessary precursors for achieving that ultimate promised outcome.
And that brings us to our final provocative thought for you, the listener. The source material promises a path to tranquility, clarity, and success using customized astrological solutions. But if we just for a moment strip away the specific spiritual mechanism, astrology in this case, we realize that nearly every expert service or educational path or even self-help book we seek in modern life, it's often designed to deliver those exact same three outcomes: tranquility, clarity, success. So the question then becomes, in your own quest for a brighter future, what is the custom solution, whether you think of it as pragmatic or spiritual, that you're currently investing your time or resources in? And maybe more importantly, what metric are you using to define that elusive concept of ultimate success?